Stickers that say free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened is...
I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Just remember, this is your radio station, and to keep it going smoothly, it helps if you become a sustaining supporter. What that means is you go to our website, you click on donate, and you make a monthly donation, which we will take it out of your credit card for you. Actually, I think it notifies you every month to make sure you still want to do it, and just kind of give whatever you can give monthly. $10 a month, $5 a month.
Right.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
No, it's a good idea.
If you care about this station.
It's a very good idea.
Become a friend of WGXC now by going to wgxc.org/donate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee.
Hi, this is Phyllis Segura, host of Eating It in the Hudson Valley, a monthly program about anything food-related, like farmers, recipes, local products, and permaculture. I'll feature interviews, my monthly food report, and more. Tune in on the second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3 in the afternoon on WGXC 90.7 FM or online at WGXC.org.
I want a green salad on the side. Don't forget the French fried pizza pie, garlic and anchovy.
Tune in to the WGXC Monday Morning Show, presented to you by yours truly, Simon Says. Playing music as it is and reading news as it was. Every Monday, tune in.
Tracking the Odds, the Roulette Concert Archive, is a monthly hour-long radio special produced by Roulette Intermedium, roulette.org, and broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM. The broadcasts feature selected highlights from Roulette's New York experimental music space dating from the early 1980s to the present. Thousands of rare, formative, and often unheard recordings by innovators and adventurous musicians populate the archive. Tracking the Odds airs the third Thursday of each month at 1 a.m. on WGXC and is archived at wavefarm.org.
Hey everybody, we're the Game Hoarders. We're on every Thursday from 3:30 to 4.
We're invading your airwaves. Come on, it would be fun.
I'm not always there, but when I am, you get to hear my epic voice.
On WGXC 90.7 FM.
Where you listen to all the best music and you can definitely hear us invading.
We're better.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WGXC or Waveform. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those exclusively of the guest and not of the WGXC host.
He's a American man! He's got the red, white, and blue running through his veins.
You're listening to Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show for Sunday, August 12th, 2018. Playing a little bit of Hulk Hogan's WCW theme song to start the show. Yesterday was Hulk Hogan's 65th birthday. So happy birthday, Hulkster. Who just did that? Was that you? That was Jerry doing a Hulk Hogan impression when his mic is not turned on yet. What's up, Jerry?
My blood pressure.
What's up, brother?
What you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you on his 65th birthday?
All right, I had to turn the levels down for that one. Screaming in the studio.
Well, you know I got a big mouth.
Just walked in right before, right after I started playing everything. What, do you get pulled over for FaceTiming in the car?
No, I got a device put on here now for that.
You got a device put on there?
You put on your, where your vent come through, free air vent there.
Like a little, oh, okay.
A holder, like a holder you put in here, sitting down there and you...
Something to hold your phone.
It's called a cell phone holder.
Cell phone holder.
Thanks for that. Thanks for bringing that off.
Dave Canyon also in the studio here today. Favorite of the show. What's this, your sixth or seventh time on the show?
You know, I was thinking about that on the way in. In the 20 years that you've been doing this show, I think I've been on a few hundred times. I'm probably at the top of the list of guests that have appeared on the show. It's been a long 20 years. Maybe even longer. I don't remember the first day I did your show.
Yeah,
sometime back in the 70s or 80s. That would make it 30 or 40 years. Yeah. I think during the Clinton years I came on. I'm not really sure. It's a long time ago.
It's great to have you back in.
Thank you. It's great to be
Jerry
here.
Jerry is Facebook Living us. I almost said FaceTime.
he really needs a GoPro. Jerry is on. I get so many notifications. Jerry is live now. Jerry is live now. Jerry is live now. And you know, it's going to be so sad one day when you're not live. I'm like, oh, is Jerry around? No, he's not live anymore.
It'd be really sad that my phone's live and I'm dead.
Yeah. We're going to put it in your casket and it'll be like, you know, we'll get some sort of tripod, you know, that he doesn't have now. And we'll hook it up. There's probably an air conditioning duct or something in the casket. And we'll just in case something happens, you'll be ready to go. You're always live.
I try to be alive because I want viewers to know that who, you know.
Yeah. And then within your live, you're live a lot within your live because then you don't go live. Like you have all these technical issues. And
yeah.
So, and then you get so upset and then you come back and you're live again and then you're not live and then you're live again.
I know.
Very frustrating. And
it
then you
is.
Were live at work yesterday, like right before work
you
were live?
Yeah, well, I was on break.
Oh, so that's okay. That's okay. Were you like in an aisle? Like in an aisle in the store?
I was sitting down in the computer stand there, sitting down like something like this. And with a computer right there sitting down and have my break.
Okay.
I'm back. Did you miss me? Well,
there was like items behind him. I say, oh, is he going to like, is there a 2-for-1 deal? We're going to talk about
We'll talk about cigarettes. We got cigarettes on sale. I want to smoke them up in America.
That'd be great.
On sale.
All right.
Hot dog. We carry hot dog. We just sell the packages. We don't sell the actual food.
Right. All right.
We're Mayberry.
Jerry, would you like to move the mic to in front of your face?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Last time we had a problem with this thing, too. I think you tried to set me up with this thing.
It's not a problem with that thing when you're looking in the opposite direction and talking.
He's ready to break it again. Remember the last time you knocked that thing on the floor?
I'm trying to fix the thing. I always get the defects in my life.
So, yes, Dave Canyon back in the studio.
Yes.
You were here not too long ago, a few months ago, I think.
Yeah,
he was here.
I think you were our first guest in the new studio.
Yep, he was.
And back then you were talking about getting back into your podcast.
Oh, that's right.
You had taken a break, and you've done a few episodes since then.
Yes, I took a podcation.
A podcation?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. I did the same thing.
206 days I went without a podcast. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Father, for I have...
And we're in a church, too. He's meant to that.
That's that, yeah.
I wanted to get you back in here because recently I saw on your podcast that you had taken a trip down to Philadelphia for the podcast movement 2018.
Wow, very good. Yes. I like the way you just said it one sentence. People usually stumble, but yes, I went to Philadelphia, the home of brotherly love and homeless people. That's where all the New York homeless people, where do they go? The New York City? They went to Philadelphia. They're everywhere. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Some of them probably have podcasts.
Yeah. We can talk about that. I have an idea. We can talk about that if we get to it. But go ahead. Yeah, I went to Podcast Move in 2018. That's right.
Hi, sis. My sister listened to us.
Jerry's just
Jerry's had
giving
a show
random
with
show. Hellos out there. So, yeah, I wanted to get you in because I'm actually really interested in this. I've heard other podcasts that I listened to talking about Podcast Movement 2018 because they were also there. Opie from the Opie and Anthony Show, legendary radio host. Right. He now does a podcast. He's not on the radio anymore.
Right.
He was at the Podcast Movement. There's a few wrestling podcasts that I listen to. I know, big shock.
Right.
And they were at Podcast Movement 2018. So it seems to be becoming this big thing, right. Kind of like the Comic-Con for podcasts.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. The world of podcasting is growing. We're still on the ground floor if anybody wants to get in on it. You know, we're still in the early stages, even though it's been going on for 10-plus years, maybe even longer. I don't know the exact date. I'm not exactly a podcast historian. So, you know, I'm just the local guy that you know. I just happen to be doing a podcast. But I'm not a podcast historian. But it is, we're still really at the infancy. Not so much the technology, but the knowledge of what is a podcast. If we went out in the corner of the street here that we're on in Catskill and we did a man on the street, you know, you'd probably, I think the number now is like about 16% of the people. I think of the world's population, maybe the United States population, I don't really know, but it's a very low number of people who know what a podcast is, what it looks like, what it sounds like, how do I get one. You know, how do I access it? It's just it's a technology within a technology people just don't really fully understand and grasp yet. So we're on the ground floor.
It's technically something that anybody with a phone can do, but people like yourself like to invest in like equipment to make your show sound better.
Yeah. People unlike myself like to invest in expensive equipment that they can use. People like me still use this phone. I'm still using this phone.
I thought you've gone through like just a series of different mics. And
that is the typical trek of a podcast, that they invest and keep on investing until they find what they like. I don't really have that luxury of time and funds, that unlimited pocketbook. And most people don't either, but that doesn't seem to stop them. They just keep on going. You know, it's like a drug addiction. You know, when you get into podcasting, you want to sound better. Then there's all the bells and whistles and the lights and all that. No, I'm still using this phone, this iPhone 6. What you're thinking of is how many phones I've been through because I keep on breaking them. That's what you're thinking. Yeah, I've been through a lot of phones. Is that accurate, right?
That's pretty accurate. And
how many phones have you gone through?
That's a good question. It's more than five. It's less than 10.
Really?
And I've used brands that people don't even know about. You know, it's like, because I go on the internet. I need a phone right now. I need an unlocked phone.
Unlocked phone. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've had Umetco. That's a phone company.
Really?
Yeah, a phone. You never heard of Umetco?
No.
Yeah, I had the Umetco 5.0 Air. I had that for a while. I had Blue, BLU.
I heard it, Blue.
Yeah, Blue. So, yeah. So, I've had all these different phones, Samsungs. And,
yeah, I had
Samsung,
yeah.
But this is my first iPhone, and I'm never going back. Oh, I'm never going back. This is a great phone. Yeah, it's fantastic. So, that's what you're thinking of, Jason. Okay. But I am on the precipice. Wow. I don't want to use big words for this show. Wow. I don't want to scare your listeners. I'm on the edge, the precipice of spending some serious amount of money so I can do mobile, even though this is a mobile phone.
Right.
Yes.
That I want to do mobile podcasting where I can just go to any location and have my bag of stuff and just set it up and be ready to go and all that.
Now, do you think there's really a noticeable difference between if you were to just use your phone or actually get equipment like that?
No. No. There is no noticeable difference. By the way, I think my levels are low. I know. You know how I am. When I sit here, I'm looking at me talking, and I'm not even close to the red, and you're getting close to the red.
I adjusted. Sorry about that, Jason.
I don't mean to engineer your show on the last.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you noticed, because I had to adjust. I had to adjust a couple minutes ago when
Jerry comes in here
screaming into the mic.
Like, you changed the whole polar dynamic of this thing. Like, all of a sudden, True North is to the right a little bit because you come in here with
earthquake,
the force of Jerry.
The force of Jerry.
The force of Jerry. Yeah. I mean, I come in, it's bad enough. He comes in. I used to be the loudest one in the room, and now it's Jerry.
I have been told.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good. It's good that you do that.
Oh yeah.
So what was the question? It was the equipment.
The equipment.
People
invest a lot of money.
Money on microphones and all that.
Is there a difference that's noticeable enough for it to justify the amount of money that's being put into equipment?
Well, you said the right word. Noticeable enough. Yeah. Most people's hearing is not that discernible. You know, they can't discern the difference between this gigahertz, that delahertz, whatever the words are. You know, you don't have to spend that much money.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, my last few podcasts, I don't know if you've heard them, has been done with this iPhone 6S.
Okay.
In my car. as I'm traveling south. On the
and they sound great to me. I have listened to your last few episodes. Yeah. They sound great.
Right. And but the whole purpose of my show, well, not the whole purpose, but the ambient sound of the car driving down the road, the wind going over the windshield, and whatever body movements and things I do in the car, you know, whether I have a drink or I breathe, it's all part of the show. I am in my car. It's a mobile show. But if I was to go to a bar or something like that, and I was going to interview somebody or wherever I was going to go, you might not want all that sound. It all depends on your show. This show here, we don't want any sound. We just heard a child being exercised before Jerry got here. You don't know this.
No, you missed
before
it.
You got here, there was a child being exercised. Do people know where the station is?
Yes, I believe most people
realize. Out front saying there was the radio station here. Yeah.
The listeners don't see the sign out front, Jerry.
I tell them on the radio. Listen, I go to Facebook. Like,
he's going to go back on
I
show
tell you guys.
The sign.
Don't I tell my people what's going on down here? Do you listen to me?
Do they know we're in the basement of a church?
Yeah. All right, yes.
So we're in the basement of a church.
Yeah. We're all praying right now.
Right. But the thing is, that so we thought we heard a child being exercised, and it was pretty loud. We wouldn't want that screaming,
that
crazy sound.
That was me you heard.
Yeah? Right. You're a screaming child? Yeah, I can imagine
now
that.
Now just screaming.
So anyway, so... yeah, you can spend a lot of money, but you can get a Sennheiser mic, and there's all these companies that people, there's some names that people know in the business. But for most people who don't know what they're going to do on a podcast, I wouldn't advise to spend all that money.
Just start with your phone.
Just start. Yeah. Well, yeah, you can start very simply with your phone.
Well,
very simply.
I have a camcorder, and you know this as well as I, because you've been on my podcast, that I do my podcast with. I do it on my camcorder, and what I do, I tape it. Record my stuff, then I put it onto my memory stick. Then I put it onto my my computer,
right,
and put it on my YouTube channel. And to me, that works,
right.
Now I'm hearing all this, what you guys are saying, that's all good, now. But to me, I think that the basic thing, as long as it works, and you can hear it and you can see it, that's all you need.
Right.
You don't need.
You're saying see it.
See
but
it.
I don't do it. I don't do a video show. My show is audio.
Well, why not?
I don't want to right now, Jerry.
Well, why don't you
it's not a competition, Jerry. I don't know what's going on here. You got this whole wrestling thing in your head. Like, somehow, I feel like, is this table like going to be, is he going to slam dunk me on this table here?
Body what you're going to do on the...
takes sad, it so far. Sad.
Jerry, you actually bring up an interesting question that I have, mostly for you, I guess. You have a podcast. I put that in air quotes because it's a video.
Right.
It's a video podcast.
Right.
Right.
I guess it's a question for both of you. Is that really like what's traditionally known as a podcast? If it's a video,
I think it is, because you're interviewing a person, you're seeing who you're interviewing, and then you see that person, and you're promoting that person because they go do a show. Well, this person interests the person to go see.
I get with the spilling of
this
water.
Person interests to go see. Let's go see this person. He's worth the money to go see. You see a picture of you on there, and they say, who the hell is Dave Cannon, you know? And they see your picture. Well, that guy looks like King Kong Bundy or something, you know?
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Is he doing a promo?
I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, I think he's roasting you.
He's roasting me, and he's doing a promo at the same time.
Well, the thing is that it's okay to do an air podcast. That's fine. I've seen people do that. But I also see other people do video podcasts. Paul Bond is one of them. He's done one.
Okay.
Okay? He's a comedian. He does that. So I see other comedians do that. They do it as well. You with your phone, or you can do it with your or this thing, with the phone, or this, or your camcorder. Am I right, people? Am I right? What do you know, people? What's going on here? Pick up the thing and use it.
I love the fact he's doing a show within the show. It's so funny. It's so funny and annoying at the same time. It's you know what? It's no. I think the answer to your question, Jason, if I understood it, and I want to make sure I did hear it clearly, because I respect the way you use words. It's not typical to have a video podcast. I disagree. It's not typical.
Okay.
The podcast started, as far as I know, as an audio thing that you can listen on demand.
Right.
I mean, they say the initials were programming on demand, or the letter P and the O and the D. You know, it was all portable on demand and all that. But it doesn't matter at this point. It's been so many years down the road. For me, it's typical that you have an audio podcast, not a video podcast. But it doesn't matter. I don't have anything against.
I started listening to podcasts probably about 8 years ago or so.
Right.
8-9 years ago. And I've always looked at it as, it's a radio show that you can download and listen to anytime you want.
True.
So the video part, I'm not saying you're not a podcast, Jerry, but the video part is just different to me. Like, Dave has a podcast from his car, which isn't very typical.
No.
you have a podcast that's on YouTube, which I don't think is very typical either.
Are you trying to kill my spirits?
I'm not trying to kill your spirits.
Are you trying to kill me here? What are you, new?
He's going to throw a chair any second.
What's wrong
with you?
I'm
saying it is a podcast.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying it's not a podcast in the traditional sense that most people think.
Does it have to be traditional?
No, he's just
Why
saying.
Why is he arguing?
Well, you brought it. You know, you started with the whole wrestling thing. He
yeah,
can't get out of it.
Thanks
he's
a lot,
character.
Jason. Thanks a lot.
I give Jerry a lot of credit. He's in character, and he's not going to get out of character until, until you hit
the... Got me all pumped up now. Yeah. What you going to do with the 21st Pythons runs wild on you?
You are killing me with these levels, Jerry.
Yeah. Well,
like,
you
I adjust
you,
them based on how you're speaking, and then I
you
start yelling.
You started it. Yeah. You get what you start with.
One of these days, he'll engineer a show, and he'll have knobs, and he'll go, oh, yeah, now I understand what Jason's talking about.
I get what he's doing.
That's a pain. I sat there before, and I don't envy you, Jason. It's a pain. You got to monitor those levels.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit low, but it's okay.
All right, so Podcast Movement 2018.
Yes, I went.
It's basically the Comic-Con. If you don't know what a Comic-Con is, I don't know why you're listening to my show.
Well, it's like a car show. It's like,
yeah,
any
like
other,
a car show.
I've been to all those, the boat show, the, you know, the luxury living show, the sportsman show. I've been to all, my father used to drag me to all these shows. And you go, and there's an expo floor, right? There's an expo floor where all these vendors are from, you know, all over the world, are there, you know, selling their products, their microphones, all the newest inventions in technology. And while that's happening all day long for like 3 days, all around the expo floor, these conference rooms, all these smaller rooms, bigger rooms, whatever, and there are guest speakers, and they'll speak on certain subjects that might appeal to you, to educate you. And some of them are a little bit self-serving, a little bit, because they have a product to sell or a service, or they just want to publicize their own show. Some people are there authentically to help. So it's 3 days, and there's a lot of networking. A lot.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. That's where I excel. If I could just say one thing that I brag a little bit about, is I excel in that. The being on the floor and just meeting people, exchanging cards and saying hello, and just getting to know people. It's amazing.
That's kind of how I pictured the podcast movement to be. I didn't think about vendors selling equipment. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
But I just pictured table after table of people's podcasts and a lot of business cards being handed out.
There's a lot of business cards, yeah. If you don't go without a business card, you really shouldn't be, almost shouldn't be there. No, it's not like people signing autographs. There's none of that going on.
Right.
There's nobody that's that famous. Although, once you get into the world of podcasting, you know, behind the curtain of the business of podcasting, there are certain rock stars of podcasting. And when you meet them, you go, oh, well, oh, you're the guy. You're the guy or the woman behind the voice. And then it's kind of interesting. And 99% of them are fantastic individuals. And I know a lot of them now, which is great. You know, it's so weird to be like on the ground floor, like I said before, of podcasting. And I'm not in the ground floor. I'm like, you know, the next level up or whatever. It doesn't really matter. I'm just making these things up. But when you meet the rock stars of podcasting, it's kind of cool. And they're nice to you, you know, because they want you to be a part of their world. We're only at like 16%.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room for growth. And that only benefits everybody.
I don't know any of the events that you attended while you were there, but
right.
I know of some of the events that were going on, and I know now there's a podcast Hall of Fame.
Yes, yes.
And this,
right.
They were there. They had an event, and this year it was hosted by Colt Cabana, who's host of
Wow, you
the
really
Art of Wrestling.
Into it. You did some research there. Good for you.
I listened to The Art of Wrestling, and
he
mentioned hosting.
Yeah, I didn't meet him there, but there are a lot of wrestling shows. There's a lot of wrestling shows all across the podcast spectrum. There's a lot of financial advice shows, a lot of life advice shows. There's, you know, when you really get deep into it, it's amazing how many of these shows get duplicated or replicated, whatever the word is. There's just a lot of the same show. Everybody thinks that it's a great idea to interview millionaires because millionaires live in a millionaire lifestyle, and somehow that makes the host sort of a millionaire too, or like he somehow this...
That's why I brought you in.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, there's these guys that live in their Dodge Colts or whatever they do, you know. They're traveling around in a Ford Fiesta, but they're interviewing millionaires, and that makes them sort of a millionaire. But they don't know anything about the millionaire lifestyle. They just lucky to get an interview, and usually the interview is on via the phone or Skype, so it's not like the millionaire knows this guy. It's not like Barbara Walters. It's just some guy, and this 99% of the people is just some guy.
Yeah.
You realize when you're there, you realize these people are nothing special. They just got a phone before you did, or they got a mic. They just had the idea maybe before you did, and sometimes they didn't have it before you did, but they're acting on it. They're acting on it. That's all. It's really not that big of a deal. Anybody in this room could have a podcast. I could, you know, anybody.
Did you run into anybody at the podcast movement who has just in just a wacky idea for a podcast, like something that's really out there?
Not yes, but no. Okay, not that out there, but you want to hear? I met a guy.
Okay.
His show, his podcast is called Porn Free. Porn Free.
Wow. Yes.
Porn Free. Yeah, that's his show. Wow. And I saw his tag. You know, everybody walks around with these, you know, these whatever, the, you know, identification tags. Yeah. I'm getting Jerry-itis. I know. Identification. I, you know. Anyway, so I saw we were at this mixer, whatever, and it said Porn Free. And my first question, regardless of what the tag says, is what's your podcast about? I always want to know.
Yeah.
And he started telling me, and apparently, you know, he had. According to him, he had a porn addiction. He couldn't stop watching porn. And he, whatever, took the steps to stop watching porn at all. You know, not even just in moderation, just at all.
So and now he just talks about it on like a weekly basis?
Well, it's kind of, yeah, he does. You think, oh, well, okay, that's good. That's a typical point of view. So that's what he talks about. Somehow every week, I haven't heard any of the shows yet. I'm really far behind. Because, you know, when your network is as well as I do, I'm now friends with 1,000 people and I've made promises to 1,000 people I can't keep. 990 people are going to be very disappointed in me next year when I go, did you hear my podcast? No, I didn't get around to it. Well, you had 365 days. I know, but I made 1,000 friends. So it's very hard to listen to everybody's podcast. But I am going to get to all of them as far as I could. Oh, I got plenty of time. I'll try. So anyway, he does talk about something in that world. I don't know. I can't tell you. I mean, ask me. What do I talk about every week? I don't know what I talk about every week. I don't remember any of the previous 90 shows before the last three. You know, you just somehow find a way to talk about it. But he does have a program now, like an AA type of thing, that helps other guys fight their porn addiction. Okay. And he talks about it, how it affects him personally. I'm sorry I haven't listened to it, because I would have loved to have given you a much better wrap-up on what he's doing.
But interesting.
You asked me a question, and that's the wildest one I could think of. Porn free.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm asking because I've heard other people talking that were at this podcast movement talking about things that they came across. Someone out there has a podcast about plants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know those people.
How long can you talk about plants?
Are you kidding me? You know how many species there are of the Ficus partiticus and the Jerry-itis of all that. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
There's another one that was mentioned.
Yes.
Who hosts a podcast about Benjamin Franklin.
Of course.
I mean, these are just things that I can't imagine listening to.
Benjamin Franklin.
Let alone talking about on an episode-by-episode basis.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing. Once you decide on what you're going to talk about, all the subtopics below it, and then all the ways it sort of branches off into other topics, and then you get a following, and they have information. You know how the internet is. Everybody has something to say. Everybody has a point of view. And before you know it, you got a weekly show, and you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of listeners. And if you're lucky and you're smart, you monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what people would like to hear. You're making a little money.
You monetize it.
Monetize it. You
make some money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Unlike what we're doing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, losing money. Yeah, no, so it is amazing. When I go on iTunes or wherever I go, I do most of my stuff on Spreaker, Spreaker, Spreaker.com. So I'm a big Spreaker guy.
Yeah.
But there's Stitch and there's all these, there's 1,000 of these things, maybe hundreds, maybe just 20. I don't know. But anyway, I'm on Spreaker. And once you get on a category, or once you, like, okay, go to Dumbing It Down with Dave. That's my podcast. Then you go, you may also like. Then you go, oh, there's a whole row of what you may also like in the app. And then when you click on that, you may also like this. So it just keeps on going and going and going. It just keeps on branching off. And there's, I think they checked, there's somewhere between 250 and 300,000 actual podcasts in the world. But I actually think there's more. I think there might be more, but it doesn't really matter. There's just, we're only at 16%.
Yeah.
If you keep that number in mind, imagine when we get to 20 and 30 and 40, or half the world knows. Once upon a time, AM radio was a very difficult thing to figure out. And then FM radio really muddied up the waters. This is way before our time. You know, this whole thing of the FM signal, the commercial free aspect of it, the whole thing. You know, and TV was a crazy thing 70, 80 years ago before Milton Berle, you know, and all that other stuff. So we're at the ground floor, and there's hundreds of thousands of shows in. You put in a subject in the search area.
Yeah.
You're gonna get something that's going to pop up. And then you'll be amazed how it just keeps the rabbit hole of whatever topic you want. It goes on and on. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic.
That is kind of the great thing about podcasts. I know I just talked about podcasts about plants and Benjamin Franklin and things that I would never listen to. But really, there's something for anybody out there.
Yes.
I've typed in, like, just in a search bar, ghost stories, and I've come up with podcasts that told me ghost stories.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we can go on and on, whatever subject you want, whether it's sports or finances or people, pop culture, politics. And there's, you know, there's in every subject, there's an extreme point of view. And there's those people that troll. Mm-hmm. You know, they're on the left, they're on the right, and they're on the left and the right of plants. They're on the left and the right of Ben Franklin. They're on the left and the right of every subject. There are people who agree and disagree. And there's just so many aspects to it. But so the, if you can do a this is what I call podcasting on ice. If you can be informative, if you can be compelling, if you can be entertaining, that's ICE. If you can podcast on ice, you can podcast about anything. You know, we're doing it right now. We're doing a radio show on ice, you know. I like to think we're being somewhat informative, somewhat compelling, and somewhat entertaining. If we do all those three things,
I want to be clear about which ICE we're talking about here, because I don't want to get too controversial and have death threats.
But. Yeah, we don't want that. Nobody's being sent away. This is all—it's all very inclusive. So, so if you can incorporate those three things, you got a fantastic podcast. You know, with a minimum investment, I'm paying. Let me tell you what I'm paying. You want to know what I'm paying?
What are you?
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. I don't want to walk
into
the show.
I already asked that, Jerry.
I'm helping you out.
Okay.
Well, I'll answer both of your questions.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not playing any favorites here. I think I pay Spreaker over the year probably about $6 a month, somewhere on average about $6 a month, and that's it. That's it. I don't have to do anything else. I don't. If I didn't have AT&T on this iPhone, it wouldn't matter. I could still do a show from my phone. And if I didn't have a phone, you could still do it on any recording device and then somehow import it. I don't know the technical part, but import it into Spreaker's platform somehow. They're incorporated into them. I don't need anything else. About $6 a month, I think I can have the app. You can do it on your laptop, your desktop. You could do it at the McDonald's. You could do it at your house. I used to pay years ago. I used to pay an AM radio station down in Kingston, New York. I used to pay money I did not have. I had a partner. And I had to go to Kingston from my house in Saugus, which is like a 20-minute drive. It was a low-powered AM station. And I gave away the first 10 minutes of the hour. Low-powered, in other words, it was, they called it, what do they call it? Like a there was a specific phrase when the sun would go down and the moon would come up. Oh, it was a low powered AM or something like that. The signal totally disappeared. It was like 100 watts to begin with, but once the sun went down and the moon came up, the signal got even worse. You had to basically be in the parking lot, be doing laundry at Bubbles Laundromat to hear the show. So I had to pay an exorbitant amount. I don't know what that word means. I had to pay a lot of money, like $100 a week. I gave away the first 10 minutes of the hour because of the top of the hour news, right? Although the guy engineered it, so he was good with the knobs. And it was once a week. And there was no recording of it that I could... Like, if you weren't in the Bubbles parking lot, you know, doing laundry, you couldn't hear the show. You know, you could. I still to this very day, I don't know if I can hear that station from Saugerties, 15 miles away. The magic of the podcast is it's programming on demand.
Yes.
It's on demand whenever you want it. And I'm a truck driver, so I got 16 hours a day to kill. I'm listening to the podcast night and day. You can have it in your earphones, and you can have it on the bus. You can have it on the treadmill. You can have it at work.
Right.
You can have it anywhere you want. That's the beauty of it. And it's global. Well, it's mostly global. There are some countries that... Dumbing it down with Dave is not allowed, but that's okay. It's not a big deal. You know, I'm not in Malaysia, I don't think. Whatever. Bangkok, Thailand. Certain countries I've been banned. But that's, I'm just...
Speaking of being banned, do you think next year's podcast movement is going to see Alex Jones?
Yeah, huh? How about that? Are we talking about that now? You want to talk about
Let's get into Alex Jones.
Go ahead. It's a great topic.
Are you aware?
So. You're aware.
Okay, yeah, so you're aware. Okay.
So let's
Alex Jones, the host of InfoWars, was recently banned from Facebook, Apple,
that.
Spotify, all these different platforms that I didn't know you could be thrown off of.
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah.
My the guy who does the intro on my show, Dumbing It Down with Dave, excuse me, Alex Exum, A-L-E-X-E-X-U-M, the Exum Experience. Excuse me. So he got banned from Facebook. No, from YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And because people trolled him. He didn't say anything. There was nothing that he said. There are no really rules about what you can or cannot say. I mean, that that can get you banned, as far as I know. And once again, I'm not an historian. I'm not an expert on YouTube. So, you know, don't address your comments to Dave Canyon at Dumb with Dave on Twitter. Send him to Jason Smith at Deplorable Radio. Or Jerry Lye. Yeah. Or Jerry Lye. He loved it. He goes, he'll answer all your questions.
You bet he will.
Yeah, but so Alex got banned from YouTube. And here's the sad part. He was making some money. He was monetizing. He was doing a couple $100 a month, which is not something he could live on. He has a full-time job.
Right.
But he was doing these shows, and sometimes he get a couple million listens or views or whatever. And, you know, he was doing these YouTube shows. YouTube is a big money-making proposition for a lot of people.
It is.
And Jerry knows all about that.
Yeah. Okay, great.
In fact, my daughter's boyfriend makes money off his YouTube. He does, like, wrestling promotion stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
He does a lot of wrestling stuff. He's going to be at an event on this Tuesday night. Taping things, you know, with YouTube and wrestling and all that. He's a big, huge wrestling YouTuber.
Well, there you go.
He's got championship.
I was just saying how you're making killing on YouTube.
I'm living at Taj Mahal. I'm living in Trump's Valley.
Right. Hotel. So, well, you don't want to live in a hotel. You won't live long if you live in his.
So Alex Exum got kicked off.
He got kicked off, and he appealed, and the whatever the appeal process is, and he's still not back on YouTube, and it looks like he's not coming back, and it's amazing. When you think of the impact, first of all, he's no Alex Jones. He knows that.
Right.
His appeal was mass, but it wasn't. You didn't know about him until I mentioned him, right? Neither one.
No,
of
I didn't
you.
Know.
So I sort of knew of him. I know he does. He did the intro for your show.
For my show,
right?
Yeah. That's how a lot of the friends that I know him. But the thing is, so now he did a show where afterwards on Spreaker, where he talks about, well, if you're not on YouTube, where are you? What's the competition to YouTube? Where's the Coke and the Pepsi?
Right.
You know, where's the, you know, like, apparently it's not Vimeo. And where's the monetization? Where's the audience? The audience is on YouTube. YouTube is really a big-time search engine now. It's like a big search engine. And also, Google owns it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So good luck getting on anything Google-related. Yep. He's having a whole life change because he can't access, and he can't create another show.
No.
Because there's some voice recognition or whatever. So,
really?
Yeah. So he can't even create
it. I think you can overcome that. I think there's a way you can overcome that. Some
disguise
kind of,
your voice. Yeah.
You can disguise your voice.
Well, I think he would know how to do that because he's a voice master. And
well,
he
apparently he hasn't figured it out yet because he's still on air.
He wants to fight. Jerry wants to fight about everything.
I know.
He got me all worked up. He
came in here in some kind of attitude. Five minutes later.
Ripped the shirt off, next. That's it. Shirt's getting ripped off next. That's it.
You're going to rip off your shirt? No. It's not fair because you have another shirt underneath. You're like one of those guys you don't. I'm gonna play strip poker with.
No,
like 20 articles of clothing with.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. So that's a big deal to get thrown off of YouTube. That's a career crushing thing to happen.
What kind of things does Alex Exum talk about on his shows? Or did he talk about?
What he used to talk about, it was a lot of topical stuff, like you know, whether it's the kids in that cave, or whether it's the person who stole an airplane from Seattle and crashed an airplane.
You didn't hear about that?
Oh,
I heard about that.
Yeah.
So
some guy says,
that.
I'm going to go steal an airplane and crash it and kill myself with no passengers on board. Yeah. So he would have talked about that. Anything that's topical, well, you know, of course, all the political stuff and all that stuff. So, and he, if he could, he would capitalize on the urgency of the moment, and he would go and record something immediately after something, whether it's a school shooting or whatever.
Right.
And so he would capitalize on that, but he wasn't so much, he's totally not in the vein of Alex Jones where, I think Alex Jones fabricates 99% of his material.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not saying he's right about anything. I'm sure there's things he was right about. I'm not a fan of Alex Jones.
Yeah, right. Either am I. Yeah.
No.
But I don't think that somebody like him should be silenced.
Right. It's a scary thing in this country what's going on, not just with Alex Jones, but a lot of things that are going on. We all know about that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's scary, and it doesn't matter whether you're on the left or on the right. I don't know. I haven't heard all your shows, but, you know, I have a gist of where you are politically and where I am and all that. So, you know, we can go there. We don't have to go there. But it is scary what's happening, not just with the government, but what's happening with people, people reacting to other people. That's what my show is about, is, you know, when people have lost their senses, they lost their pragmatism, they've lost their common sense, they've lost their mindfulness, and they're so far from the truth that they don't even know what they're talking about anymore.
And those people have been on my podcast.
What happened to the days where, like, if you don't like what you're watching or listening to, you could change the channel and not have to let everybody know about it. And
because it's like Dave's saying, it's the change of the world. Everything's now being controlled by the government. Government's controlling everything because they think nobody should be able to have a...
You're sounding like Alex Jones right now.
No, I'm not. Well, I'll give you a little... Well, my opinion is that people will travel. People's feelings and thoughts, they will travel in the path of least resistance.
Uh-huh.
All right? So if the government is going to clamp down on your thoughts, people are going to find another way to get their thoughts out.
Right.
And the internet has been that way.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the best I can come up with in a very short amount of time. I could do a whole podcast about it, and I'd have to think about it. But what's going on is a lot of people are finding the path of least resistance. In a way, I don't think this is 100% true. So I'm sort of joking, but I sort of believe this is true. Once upon a time, do you remember that lady? This all goes back to this one event in my life. You remember that lady that sued McDonald's?
Yes. Yes. That's where I thought you were going.
Yes. To me, that's ground zero for stupidity.
It is.
That's ground zero for everything. This woman sued because the coffee didn't say it was hot.
For $3 million.
She collected it.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah. She's dead now.
I think you're right. That was the start of this whole...
So for me, that's the beginning of the end. Yeah. And then when people started realizing, oh, wait a minute. All I have to do is come up with a nonsensical problem and then, you know, and exploit that problem, and then I can get a payday on it. And that was one aspect of it. And the other aspect is, wow, people will listen to you regardless of how idiotic your problem is. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows she should have never collected any money on that.
No.
I haven't researched it fully, but...
Right.
It is stupid. She never clicked on that. I saw the whole story. I read the story about it.
Yeah.
If you can't read a cup that says caution hot on there, then you shouldn't be drinking coffee.
Well, I don't. But it didn't. It says it now because of that lady.
Right. But the thing is, common sense. If you ain't got common sense, you shouldn't be not driving.
That's what I talk about on my show is common
sense.
Coffee
is hot. Think about that. Well, now it's hot and cold, but you know, if you want coffee, you're definitely going to get a hot.
Well, she didn't order iced coffee.
Before iced coffee even came out. I want hot coffee. Well, you got hot coffee. How coffee do you want it, you know?
But we don't know, but
people
I don't
come
know.
Come to my store all the time. Is your coffee hot? Well, taste it and find out. Take a chance.
Is that what you tell people?
That's what I tell people. How's your coffee hot and cold?
So
hot and cold coffee.
Yeah. Right. I like to know who I've never known who the judge was in that thing, and I would love to. I can't believe we haven't done a movie on that. I can't believe there hasn't been a documentary on that.
That is kind of surprising.
Don't you think?
Nowadays, that you mentioned it, probably will. Thanks for opening that can of worms, Dave.
Oh, listen.
You see what happens on this show? Anything can happen on this show.
I don't.
Dave's gonna pay the woman. I got burnt coffee all over me. He's gonna be suing McDonald's for $3 million.
Jerry's doing his show within the show.
Yeah. Now I don't remember what I was gonna say. It was just so overwhelmed overwhelmed by Jerry's promos.
Coffee thing.
I was gonna make a joke that there's not enough on Netflix for me to watch. I need another documentary. But that is for me. So it's interesting that I said it, and you agreed,
Yeah.
We have another guest in the studio here. Do you remember this? You don't have to talk. Okay, she doesn't remember. Okay,
she's too young.
Yeah, young.
Jerry brought his girlfriend in the studio. Okay. You don't want to say hi.
Hi.
No, she's already
saying hi on his show.
Yeah. She says hi. She says hi.
Yeah, on Jerry Live. So, if you go on the street, a man on the street, and you ask 100 people, they're going to tell you that, I remember that event. And to me, that's ground zero. That's ground zero for so much in the world. Because we all said, well, not all. Most of us who had common sense said, are you kidding me?
Right.
And whether this is true or not, I know there's somebody that sued like the Winnebago company because cruise control didn't mean that the Winnebago took over.
He
was allowed to walk in the back of the bus. Yeah. You know about this event?
No.
To me, I'm still not sure whether that's true or not, whether that's real lore. But there's a lot of stories like the coffee story. And I
don't want to get him going, but yes. I just realized all of Jerry Diamond's catchphrases fit with this lady with the coffee. He's got what the what?
Yeah.
He's got sad, sad, sad. Yeah. And he's got are you new?
Oh, really?
These are his catchphrases he's working on.
Good for Jerry.
They all kind of fit with that lady.
There you go. So we're going to blame this lady for Jerry's career or lack
exactly.
of it?
Okay. That's exactly where I'm going.
Okay. Well, thank you, lady. But
this guy here, he's the reason why I'm the way I am.
Yeah. But maybe one day they'll do a documentary on that. I'm still very curious. And I remember how young I was. It had to be 20, 30. It seems like a long, long time ago.
I was a kid when it happened.
I was too.
I remember.
I was a teenager.
No, okay, you weren't.
Yes, I was. What are you, new?
You were like 35.
Yeah. Well, I don't 40, remember, I don't 40. Remember the date that it happened, but I remember
1905.
And I remember how the media covered it and covered it. So that's the beginning of that too, that exploitation. Well, maybe not the beginning, but that's the exploitation of some ridiculous, irrelevant situation, you know, something that they blew up. And the media saw that they can blow up anything and make a big deal. Obviously, if the president gets shot in Dallas, that's a big deal. But if a woman can sue for $3 million because the coffee didn't say it was caution hot, that's a big story too now. So we went from the tragic to the ridiculous. Everything is coverable, and everything will follow the path of least resistance.
And now we have a society where, if I don't agree with you politically have a show, you better hope I don't send an email because that show is going to be over.
Well, on YouTube, there's a report button, right? There's a button.
Yeah.
So how easy is it? There's no restriction.
If you like what we're saying on this show, you could turn it off, watch Netflix, or go home, talk to the walls or something. Do something creative, okay? Productive, okay? Even like what you're hearing on this, that you talk to me. We'll talk later. Just go into my messenger. We'll talk later. It's Jerry, Diamond, okay?
I have to isolate that and use it as the disclaimer from now on instead of the one that I use in the beginning of the show, the views and opinions.
Talk to me.
Unbelievable. Doing a show within a show. It's amazing.
I'm an amazing person.
Maybe next time we'll all have a show within a show. We'll all each have a phone with Facebook Live, and we'll all do a show within
a show. And then beyond that, we'll have people who watch that show, and they'll be on their Facebook Live watching the show
The
show.
That's great. I'll get Alex Sexton on that.
It becomes like that movie Inception.
Which I never saw, but I understand it's probably just as complicated as what we're discussing. But okay, so that's an interesting thing that you brought up. So if we all had cell phones and we all did Facebook Live, and then somebody was home doing a Facebook Live about us doing this, it goes on and on. It's just there's no resistance. There's no regulations, and I'm not advocating for any government regulations.
And now we get blamed for all of this. It'd be blaming on Jerry what Diamond. Right. How sad.
Wow. Okay, there you go. Do you have anybody in the back that can just come out here and take care of this?
Today is a perfect example of why I chose Jerry Diamond as a co-host.
Oh, did you? Oh, this is a perfect example. Okay,
perfect example because he's funny to me.
Yes,
and I'm probably the only one who gets it.
Right.
No, I got viewers out there still laughing out there.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
I got people.
It's your show, so as long as it's funny to you, but to a lot of people,
funny to you. The question is it funny to you? Do you find this amazing?
I don't know if this show is entertaining to anybody, but I'm being entertained, and that's the important thing.
They're loving it.
It is Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio. So
they put Netflix on hold. They're watching Jerry Diamond and Dave and Jimmy over here.
Jimmy.
I call him Jimmy.
Right.
Jason.
So anyway, so there you go. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, this whole area of...
I think it's scary, though. You know,
scary.
We live in a scary world. This world is very scary.
Well, it's very scary, especially if you let it affect you.
And the thing that bothers me the most about it is I see comedians who lean left,
right,
who are posting on Facebook that they're happy that Alex Jones is gone. Do you not see what's happening in the world right now?
Yeah,
like you're a comedian. Your whole thing is about getting up and talking, and you're seeing a guy being silenced, and you're okay with that.
Yeah, it's but that's the there's a lot of hypocrisy politically these days on the left and on the right, and they don't see the truth for what it is. People need to slow down. That's first of all.
Right.
You need to slow down, and you really need to take a breath. You know how I roll. You got to breathe. You know, you've heard my show. You got to breathe.
Yeah.
And you gotta really take some time to think about what you're saying and what leads to what.
Mm-hmm.
Be quiet.
By the way,
I said what? I know he's gonna.
What though? What?
I'm not only defending Alex Jones. Right. James Gunn got fired from his job.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah. Directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3, he got fired because of some tweets and some people who lean right complained about him. Just to show people on the left what it's like to lose their job.
Yeah,
but.
It's a big power struggle out
there,
too.
But that shouldn't happen either.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen. There's a big power struggle. People don't want to relinquish their power on the left. They don't want to relinquish their power on the right. There's a big fight for power. But there's no fight for people. Where's the fight for people? You know, I mean, I don't know if Bernie and this new woman that's rising up the socialist ranks. I don't know Alexandria Ocasio. Have you heard about her?
No.
She's, yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot about this woman. Anyway, so this whole socialist movement that's happening, you know, behind Bernie and all that. It's a fight for power, but where's the fight for us?
Do you think Bernie has a chance in 2020?
To run for president? Yes. To run for president, yes, he has a chance. To run for president.
Yeah. But not to win.
I have no idea.
Well, I got mixed emotions on that because he's the old guy. I mean,
he's an old guy.
Then we got that jackass Donald Trump again. You know, the thing is,
why do you have to call him a jackass?
That's what J stands for. Because you ever see his stuff? Out of all the presidents of the United States, this guy's been more interested than any other president I ever watched. Because he can't even speak half the languages. You ever see some of the stuff he does?
Right.
Like the national anthem?
All right.
All right. I mean, you're accidentally going into a point that I wasn't planning on talking about, but do you think Donald Trump is an idiot?
In some ways, yes.
Okay. Do you think he and Russia got together and rigged an election?
I don't think so.
Okay. I find that interesting because most people who say he's an idiot also think he's brilliant enough to collude with another country.
He's not too smart for it. He's a stupid other thing. He can't even name half the country. He can't speak the language. He just, like, you know, he's just...
Wait,
like,
what language are we talking about?
Any language. He can't even speak English.
All right. You know, but okay.
He's a funny president. To me, he's entertaining. He should have his own TV show. That's the way I look at it.
Like the show he had?
Yeah. He came from that already.
Well, he shouldn't have another one.
Well, I think he's got a bigger gig now, whatever.
But you brought up a question I want to talk to you guys about. Now, I know you've listened to 100.9 The Cat, the radio station.
All right.
It's a country station.
Okay, but...
Monday.
I don't know if we should be talking about other radio stations by their call letters.
Yeah, you might not want to. I don't know.
Right, well, we're on the air.
We'll bleep that out.
Two of them talking to each other, sister stations. It's okay. But anyway, they were talking about... the subject came up, should comedians have a free pass on what they say on stage? Should they get a free pass on...
Yes.
Because I called in that... Pretty funny. I'm the only comedian that called in on a situation. I called them right on it that morning. I said, yes, they should have. I said, but I want you to understand something. Comedians, there's different types of comedy. You got your one-liners. You got your storytellers. You got people who are really racist. And you got people who are really political. And I said, the biggest issue because C.K. Louis or Louis C.K. was being bashed about something about sexuality.
Right.
Okay. So now I'm saying, well, every comedian.
He wasn't being
problem.
Bashed about something he said on stage.
No, it was something he had said.
The done.
Yeah.
Was something it
done?
He did.
He did.
But the thing,
that's a different story.
No, but they're talking about doing and saying on stage.
You can say whatever you want on stage, as far as I'm concerned.
Should comedians get a free pass on what they do?
Yeah, watch that
on
mic.
On stage. Should they get a free pass?
Right.
And yeah, I said, yes, they should. But you should also know there's always a line you shouldn't be crossing either. You know, like I tell them, like, when I do a comedy show, I look at my people. I look at see what kind of a show I'm going to do.
Right.
And then I do it. You know? I view it. I look at my people, and I do a show. Mine's about my dating life, how bad it really was. And they said, well, that's really interesting. I said, well, yeah, I don't go out there and talk about bashing. You know, it's just how I am. You know? You know how my stuff is. You hear my stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard my stuff or not, but you've been doing podcasts, and I don't know. You're just out there bashing podcasters.
Should I come to the Lark this Monday?
Sure. Come on to the Lark this Monday. You'll hear my stuff.
See how I give him a plug? See how I play?
There you go.
Well, listen, Jerry... You did something here, which is a perfect example of what I listen to a lot on the left and on the right.
Right.
So we mentioned President Trump, and then you immediately go to Jackass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to me, right there, we're downhill.
Right.
This is not going to be good. Not because you don't offend me, you don't bother me, but when you start going to name calling, then I go, all right, we're not dealing with facts.
Right.
We're dealing with name calling. So your feelings have been hurt or whatever it is.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
You want a hug?
But no, I'm just saying. When you use the phrase jackass, by the way, I just want to be clear. I see this on the left and I see this on the right, mostly on the left, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't have a counter. I don't have an official counter.
Right.
Then it just, the trajectory of the conversation always seems to go straight downhill. And then there's things that are said about things that are being said about things. And then we're so far from the truth. We're so far from the line of where we should be at that we're now knee deep in crap.
Right.
Those conversations for me are useless. No offense. But that's what's going on. But that's what's going on in the world.
Right,
that's what's going on when I listen to Hannity, and that's when I listen to any other lefty or watch it on MSNBC or whatever. The conversation goes so far away from what the conversation should be about.
Right.
We're no longer talking about it anymore.
Right.
We're doing something else now.
Right.
And the media loves this.
Oh yeah, they
love this because they get to exploit. Just like the lady with the coffee cup.
That's they all serve. They do the coffee cup.
Yeah, it's all exploiting the exploit of the exploit of the exploit. Next thing you know, we're like 20 generations down. We don't even know what we're talking about anymore. And it has nothing to do with anything that started 30, well, where this whole thing started 30 days ago or 2 years ago. We're so far from that. And it's very frustrating.
I tell my viewers that everybody should have a voice.
Yeah.
Everybody should be telling their own opinions, whether you like it or not. This world is so complicated, and this is how everybody's like used to say nitpicking at this, and all wars start out. This is my personal input on it, and this is, and I tell my viewers as well, and they, a lot of them all know this, that when everybody should be allowed to have a voice, whether it's right or wrong, while you disagree or disagree. So if you disagree, why can you still be friends? Just because you don't agree on something does not mean you can hate that person for who they are and what they believe in. Everybody should have a voice.
Right.
Everybody should have an opinion, whether you believe in it or not. I don't care what your I don't care what your viewers are on certain things. I don't care what you are, but I have respect for all your guys. I respect you.
Right.
I respect you. I respect your opinions and your opinions. That's the way this country should be about. It shouldn't be about, oh, I can't stand, I can't be friends with him because his views are on this. That's so ridiculous. That's
and
insane.
I totally agree with you on that, actually.
But that's where we are. That's where we are at now.
And it's sad. It's really, and it breaks my heart to see that because, you know, I know a lot of people. There are friends that are no longer friends because of their.
Whatever. Friends and family.
Right, exactly, exactly. Like, if you go, like, I don't like going to Thanksgiving anymore because when you go to Thanksgiving, it's all about politics. I don't know part of that. You know, you guys have your own personal thing, and I respect that. I really do. I don't care what your viewers are.
Right.
We only got a couple minutes left to the show.
I'm having fun.
I know, it goes by really fast. But I wanted to get this out there before I end the show. About a week and a half ago, I actually ran into somebody else who has a show on WGXC. And he said he listens to my show, and I really appreciate that. He said he's had a few good laughs, I'm sure, at your expense, Jerry.
Right. You're welcome.
So I just want to give a shout-out to Sam Sebring. I hope I'm saying
that. Oh, I know Sam Sebring.
Hi, Sam.
You do?
I know of him from when I was here before, but go ahead. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, I ran into him about a week and a half ago. He's a listener. He has his own show, and his show will be on tonight at 6 p.m. It's called Everything Is Real Radio, so give that a listen if you have a chance.
Sure. And you can listen to it online or on the radio, WGXC.org.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Sam Sebring, I've met him once or twice when I was here before. I can't place the face, but it sounds like a good listen. 6 p.m. Eastern?
Yes.
Excellent.
So I just wanted to give him a little shout-out and thank him for being a listener.
Hello,
and
Sam.
And kind words that he had for the show.
Great name, Sam Sebring.
Also, I want to give a shout-out this coming Tuesday to be a good personal friend of ours. She's been 44 years old this coming Tuesday, Miss Maura O'Neill.
Yes, I see you're wearing the
T-shirt. I wear her shirt. Yeah, I always wear her shirt when I perform on stage. She was a comedian.
Yes.
Her life was cut short about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
I didn't know her very well.
Well, you've seen her a few times,
I hung out with her a couple times. She was a nice lady. She was always supportive of my comedy.
She supported everybody's comedy. She loved everybody's comedy. She was really great.
I would have loved to have had her on.
Yeah,
on the show.
You would have loved. I know. I would love to have her on too.
But yeah, so
I just want to give a shout out to happy birthday, Miss Maura O'Neill, up in heaven. We love you and we miss you all.
Oh.
Alrighty.
I have no shout-outs.
No shout-outs. Do you have anything to plug? Dumbing It Down with Dave.
Dumbing It Down with Dave at Twitter, at Dumb with Dave, and go to Spreaker.com and look for... I also co-host now a podcast with a woman in Minnesota called the Not So Kosher Podcast.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah, I don't have much to do. She calls me and we talk. Pretty much like this. And I do it from my car. You know. But we did some episodes from Podcast Movement because she happened to be there and we had a chance to have some great sound because we were there in the same room. And one last thing. Today's my birthday. I'm 55.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
I didn't know that when I asked you.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up. It's not a big deal. I just do it at the end
45.
Here.
I wouldn't say 55.
Right? I do. I look at 45. Yeah, well, I'm wearing a dark shirt. You know, if
Well, so am I, Bastille, you know.
Yeah. But, so
35, 45.
So on my 55th birthday, I get to go, what? I need to go home. I'm going to go to Walmart, get some cat food, maybe cut the grass and do some podcast stuff and get ready for the next 55 years.
All right.
But thanks for having me on the show, Jason. It's great to see you both.
I wish we had two hours.
Yeah, I know. Nice. Maybe three. My God, this guy's very
Well, you got to do the after show. You talked about doing an after show one day.
We possibly will.
Yeah,
you can follow the show at Deplorable Radio on Twitter. And we will catch you next month, September, my birth month. And I'm gonna leave this show with
And to my viewers on Facebook, thank you for listening and watching.
WWE superstar Elias has a new song out called The Belt of Every Town I've Ever Been To.
And to you, good day to my viewers out there, and have yourself a what the what kind of day.
And catch the new news next. Thank you.